So if you unfold, somebody knows how to disable a seatbelt bell, let me know. So if you unfold the self-glory person, you can see a lot. Number one, they're trying to be good enough. Number two, they want attention. Number three, everything they think is upside down, whether it's marriage, whether it's business. It's all about what they can get. It's about image, putting out their image, show. Now you might say, well, it has to be this way. They might not show it to you. And it might be hidden to you. You might be so close to them, you're their friend or family or whatever, that you can't really separate yourself to see it. But if you just step back and look at them as a human and watch their actions, you'll see this is the truth. Because anybody under self-glory is going to be a works-based salvation person. They're going to say, well, look what I did. And you keep unfolding it, you'll see all their attributes. And if you take it to the extreme, they will do everything they can to protect that image, to protect that shell, to protect that religiosity, to protect that they have to be perfectionists too. The reason they have to be perfectionists, they know they're not, but some of them try to be, but they have to be perfectionists because if things aren't perfect, then it destroys their whole image that they've created about themselves and also that they're trying to portray out to the outside. They've got to be perfect. And if they're not, it messes up their whole worldview. Their whole worldview is self-glory, self-glorification. So they have to be perfectionist. It has to be about them. It has to be they have to be the center of attention. They have to be recognized as somebody great or somebody special or whatever, you know. And so they end up being the lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God, the pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Why would they please men? Because they're trying to impress mankind to look good. So how does that lead to lovers of pleasure? Because if they're trying to impress mankind, and it's all about self-glory, and they think they deserve anything and everything, they're actually scorners. Deep down, they're actually scorners. And if they do any kind of ministry at all, it's only because somebody else did it, and they see that person getting attention, and they say, "Well, I want attention. I'm gonna do that." And so, it's always about money. They think they need to be top dog, make the most money, get the most attention, get everything they want, because it's all about them. Instead of, you know, if they do, you know, the Bible says the greatest among you is a servant. And if they do serve, they got to be seen serving. The Bible says don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. But they want everybody to know all their good deeds, you know. And if somebody's coming to mind right now that you're thinking about, it's probably a Pentecostal. They're probably Pentecostal if they're coming to your mind. They're going to jump up and down and say, look at me. The Bible says those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth, not jumping up and down like a wild animal. If you unfold a perfectionist, so a perfectionist with an outward image is putting on a show, right? And they know they can't keep up that show. Or they struggle too. Some of them know they can't because they finally just say, I can't do it. So they've actually, I'm trying to do three things at once. Let me just walk in here and come back. Look, a perfectionist is going to end up being an alcoholic or something because they can't keep up that image. And a perfectionist is going to have to end up being a narcissist, because they got to have other people doing all their deeds, and they're going to take credit for what other people are doing. And so they have to end up playing the narcissist game, separating people and taking credit for something somebody else did. It's really simple. They're, a lot of times they're so worried about their outward image, they don't get nothing done. They're trying to impress everybody, and they don't get nothing done. So they try to steal other people's stuff. It's a trip. If you unfold it, everything the Bible says about the sinner man, they're going to do it. And as soon as it starts to slip, that's when they go into psychosis. And some of them get saved. Some of them get worse. They get that split mind, and the demons take them over, you know. And then they turn into Wiccans. Because what does a Wiccan do? They say, I'm God. So there's your extreme psychosis. They turn into Wiccans and say, I'm God. I'm a God. I'm God. Wrong. You might be a farmer down here in 3D land, but you're not God. You're a farmer. You might can farm spiritual stuff. Don't mean you're a God. It means you're a farmer. Just like you got farmers in the natural, you got farmers in the spiritual. You might be able to do a little tricks here and there. Don't mean you're a God. You might be a child of the devil, and the devil can do tricks, but the devil's not God. He's not God. And the human's not God. God is God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's God. Any other fake gods are just fake gods.